Hi, I am Carol Clegg, an entrepreneur and a digital marketing coach. I co-host this podcast, and I'm the creator of Lisbon Retreats, Mastermind and Wellness Adventures for Women in Business. I have spent the past decade helping small business manage their digital marketing, and I want to help you simplify your marketing and be productive with the time that you have available for your business. I am on a mission to encourage you to simply start with your business and take the first step. I'm pleased you're here to join us.
Hey, listeners, this is Trish. I live in Northwest Montana, and I absolutely love the outdoors. I am blessed to be a co-host of Connect, Inspire, Create with my friend Carol Clegg. I've been a certified professional wellness coach since 2016, and I currently focus on two very important trigger sources for women, anxiety and overwhelm. Learning when and how to say no and set healthier boundaries is at the heart of my coaching work, and you can visit my website at healthylifemindset.com to find out more about my one-on-one and small circle coaching sessions. And now, on with the show.
Before we jump into the show, I just want to say, hi, Michelle. Welcome. Thank you
for joining. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm looking forward to our conversation. But before we started, I had just been reading an article that prompted me to bring out this casual question. And I think just because of the state that so many of us find ourselves in at the moment and reaching and looking for places just to keep ourselves encouraged. This article was in the Harvard Business Review, and it's why you need to protect your sense of wonder. And this is from one of my favorite resilience teachers. I follow a lot of her things, Dr. Karen Rivish, and I've done some of her courses. She's with Penn State. But my thought was to ask both you ladies, what has taken your breath away this week?
I could start if you want to think, Michelle.
Trish. Yes, Trish, I'll let you start.
I will. We cheated. Carol and I chit-chatted beforehand.
That's awesome.
I live in Northwest Montana, and there is so much wonder in the world, and this is why Carol asked this question. We need to remember that. Joel and I went to Flathead Lake with our dog Yogi last night. We live right near Flathead Lake, which is one of the largest glacier-fed lakes in the world. Blue sky, clouds. Close your eyes, listeners. This is amazing. Picture this. And we went to Shelter Cove and, you know, put a little anchor in our tiny little boat, sat out in our chairs and threw the stick for Yogi and really thought about what's going on in the world and how miraculous it was to be right where we were. Yeah. We were so lucky. So not missing that moment is where I find my awe.
That's beautiful, absolutely. Trish. And I can imagine. My husband actually happens to be up in Montana at the moment, and he's shared some pictures. Right. And I'm like, Trish, she always tells us how beautiful it is there. And now I've seen evidence. But Michelle, how about you?
Absolutely.
Is there something that's taking your breath away?
I love to get up early in the morning, which the last couple mornings I wasn't able to, but this morning I made it a priority. And I like to get up when the sun is rising, have my coffee. For me, I'm a Christian, so I have my Bible and my little dogs outside, and you hear the birds chirping and I smell my beautiful flowers in my garden. And I look up at the clouds and it just centers me. It just gives me such peace. So that is definitely my pick for this week.
Good one. Is Thanks. That for real? I love it. That's good. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Carol, your turn.
Well, I can relate to that this morning. That's exactly what I did, is I took my coffee in my nice new stainless steel coffee mug, and I was just, you know, feeling it and sitting outside. And we have had so much rain in New Mexico that we don't look like a desert anymore. And I was just looking out at the mountain range and the green. It is so green here today. And just resting in that, you know, resting in the
Wonderful.
Fact of being present and not worrying and just taking the moment for the moment. So, yeah, I think that we all can stop and, you know, take a nature walk, just stop for a few minutes and just appreciate.
That's our action item, by the way, listeners, truly for today is take a pause and think of something that brings you some awe.
I have to say, you know, for me, I think God has given us so many things that we can appreciate, so many little things that if we just stop to remember that. But Michelle, I just wanted to, if I may, go into a quick introduction of our wonderful guest. And so besides the fact that I've read somewhere that you were in the dentistry world.
Yes, 33 years.
33 years. Yeah. Wow. So this is quite a change. So Michelle, just reading her bio, is bringing us a wealth of information through her years of study and application in the business world. She has the heart of a teacher, but the soul of a passionate entrepreneur, and loves to help others wanting to pursue and achieve their best. Life is short, don't we know it? Mm-hmm. And by making the most of every opportunity through networking, collaborating, and learning from others, we can be the best version of ourselves, which shows through our business endeavors with the proof of profits. Trish, I think you and I like that one. We've been talking about sales and how often women do not put the correct importance on
100%.
While we are in business, we do have to make a profit. But I love the fact that you talk about excelling at all they put their minds to and discussing different options, such as online marketing tactics, SEO, digital product creation, e-commerce, and private label products. So, Michelle, I am looking forward to a handful of questions. I thought we were going to call this episode, How is Marketing a Layered Approach? And it definitely is. So I'm going to hand the mic over to you, Trish.
Yep, this the multi-level podcast episode today. Well, let's jump right into YouTube, because I have so many more questions about YouTube. I don't currently use it with my coaching practice, but I know other coaches who do with great results, Michelle. How can we use YouTube to build our business? I mean, you just go with that wherever you want. How can we use that to build our business?
Absolutely. And thanks again, ladies. This is so much fun. I have to say YouTube, I think a lot of people are intimidated sometimes by YouTube. Not everybody wants to get behind the camera and then they critique themselves. I think they're their worst critic, unfortunately. And I think that stops a lot of people from utilizing the amazing power of YouTube. It's a free platform. Not a lot of people know that Google is the largest search engine in the world, but YouTube is second and is owned by Google. So people, when they're doing their keyword searching to optimize and they're doing all the different things they do behind the scenes to get the word out online, if they're not utilizing YouTube, they're missing out on a huge opportunity for growth. So I absolutely love YouTube. Yes, just get out and start doing it. Your first videos. I was just thinking about this morning. I'm keeping my first videos up when I started almost 2 years ago, because it's going to show the change and the growth. You get more comfortable. You're going to
see, that's
improve,
a great point right there. If you don't mind, I'm sorry
Not
to interrupt,
at all.
But that's a great point. You're giving us so many great points here, and to keep everything up. Yeah. And I'm assuming that helps with your, stickiness on, is that the right word? Or with your figures on people viewing, the viewing audience?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I think the subscribers, the viewers enjoy seeing the process. More and more people have been sold to for so many years, and our customers, our potential customers are getting wiser. They just want real, just be real people. That's what sticks them to you. That's what draws them to you. So yes.
I think, stepping in on that note, it's the building of trust, isn't it?
Yes.
That, you know, we, all of us want to do business with somebody that we trust, and we all have pain points. We all have things we need to learn. We all have things we want to resolve or find a better way to do so. And there's always somebody else we can learn from.
Right.
But it's hearing them, seeing them, and building that trust and going, I resonate with that person. You know, that's the person that I'd like to learn from. So I do agree that, Michelle, what would you say to the having the text on the video? How important is that on YouTube? Because I know, if somebody's at work or somewhere else, or, in a situation where they can't listen or they don't have their headsets on, then they want to read the captions.
Mm-hmm. It's very important. That's a great question. And YouTube has made it very easy for us now, where there's an auto sync feature. So you can go and purchase a virtual, hire a virtual assistant to go in and do the wording for your videos. but they have an auto sync feature now in YouTube, and has gotten so intelligent with, they can translate your words and put it right up there. I mean, not translate into a different, they can do it into a different language too, but right. they can put it on there for you, and it actually will help in the search results as well. So there's so many amazing features with YouTube.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And then as far as loading up your videos, Michelle, do you load directly up onto the platform, or do you use something like I have done in the past, is using Loom and making my video and then utilizing that? Or as in this case, you know, if we would put this podcast, because we're doing video today, so it's going to go from Zoom to YouTube. Do you find there's a difference on where you upload your videos from?
No. So I do my editing through, I use Movivi. Movivi. Mm-hmm.
How do you spell that, if you don't mind? Movivi?
It's Movivi. And I really like it. I'm wanting to, it's a great way to just jump in and learn. Of course, the more you do something, the more you're going to learn. I am looking to step into like an Adobe Premiere Cut Pro, but the digital card on my laptop can't handle it. So it's the one I'm using now is fantastic. So I do all my editing there, and then I export it as an MP4 file, and then I upload it right to YouTube.
Perfect. And what length are you doing on your YouTube videos at the moment that you're finding is working?
Good question.
Yeah. Great question. Yes. So right now with TikTok, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, the consumer is becoming, they're consuming content in much shorter forms. And for your audience, it's usually about 15 to 30 seconds for those things. But my YouTube videos are it's longer form content. I usually stick around the 10, 15 minutes. Sometimes I'll go longer range, but YouTube rewards you for having watch time, but they also want to see that your viewers watching through the whole video. So I found that's kind of the sweet spot for it. And then people can go about their day and consume
10 to 15 minutes. See, now what's so interesting to me about that, Michelle and Carol, is that, I mean, I'm only speaking for myself, but I think there's a lot of assumptions out there. I've been in the digital world for a couple of decades now, how much it's evolved, because when I used to sell online and digital media for a living, they really only tracked when a person made it to the page, far less than how long they watched something. And now I love your point of, do they watch the video to the end? Mm-hmm. So listeners, again, it sounds like shorter is better. Shorter is better.
And I think, is that not where we're finding in the podcast industry as well?
Yep.
Is sometimes, you know, there's so much wealth of information, but not many people still have an hour to listen to a podcast. And you want to take the nuggets. And, you know, there was even something that was shared with me. I'm going a little off track yesterday, but in presenting a webinar or a masterclass, is that if we present too many learning tools within that webinar, people cannot grasp. And so less is better. So if you're going to teach something, you know, try to stick to one thing.
We think we're being too simple, and we're not. They have to be able to retain it.
We think we're being efficient because we've got so much to share. It's like, take it all now.
It's like drink it through a fire hose. And I think a lot of times. Our consumer gets analysis paralysis. They get too much information that they're like, so we want to get them those short, actionable wins that they can get. And that's going to make them feel empowered. So they're going to feel good. So they're going to keep coming back to you because they're like, all right, I'm accomplishing things.
Right. And I can
there's
learn.
A real opportunity for all of us there if we really do that, if we keep it simple.
Yeah.
Yes, I love it. And too many of us tried it, myself included, tried to cram it all into one lesson.
Yes.
I think that leads me, Michelle, to asking you how marketing is a layered approach.
Yes.
Because, you know, that also comes into this time factor, but how would you say, you know, looking at one's marketing, what is a good marketing approach?
That's an excellent question. I have to take it back a little bit. So like you mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, I've been in the dental industry for over 33 years, and I'm now retired. I'm back to being a full-time entrepreneur, which I absolutely love. I've always been an entrepreneur through that whole process, but it's something that I cut my teeth, so to say, on marketing through my through the dental practice, which I was able, thankfully, with a team, we grew it to two dental practices, and it's just exploding. And we did that through the marketing layered approach, taking care of people and meeting them where they're at and giving them bite-sized pieces in different ways and different platforms. Like for an example, in the dental office, we would go and we would deliver food trays, and then we would go and we'd have special events, and then we would do different drawings. And before you know it, and then we did ads, and we took care of the referring doctors, and it's just layering upon layer and watching and analyzing those results, tweaking and adjusting little by little. It just grows. And before you know it, it's gotten huge. I mean, is it
almost the way I think of what you're saying, Michelle? It's almost like sampling. Like if I go to an event, all right, the only thing that comes to mind is like, let's say I'm going to get married, which I am not. But again, you know, you're sampling cakes or something, right? Mm-hmm. And then suddenly you hit on a few things that it's like, bingo. That to me seems like what you're saying. If you do bite-sized pieces and then you hit on what works, you're really never losing because you're out there, and then just do more of what works.
Yes. And I like to attribute it because I love online business, and I have my podcast and YouTube channel. I have online courses. I resell online, that's my main message is I help teach people to do the same thing. And I find that there's different ways. It's kind of like I attribute to fishing. You're putting hooks in the water and you're seeing where the fish are going to nibble. And when you find a good spot, then you double down and you continue to focus on it. Good. You know?
That's wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you. Love it.
So I know, Trish, I think there was one other question we would love to ask Michelle is just scaling a business and when to know that you're ready to take the next step.
How do you, at whatever level you're at, how do you know? And then how do you act on that? That's even in my mind, that's overwhelming when I think of where I'm at with my own solopreneur journey.
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. The biggest thing I have found, sometimes the biggest success that we're going to find in business and in this regarding scaling your business, is sometimes it's just the simple things that we know in our gut to do, but sometimes we think it needs to be a grand type of scheme. But really, I find it is optimizing your steps so that you're working smarter, not harder. Making sure that whatever your systems are, is there any like fat in it? Is there any like you're wasting time doing this? Is it really producing what you need? So first, I always recommend trimming that down and making sure it's running as lean and smooth as possible. And then when your business will tell you when it needs more, then that's when you start looking at maybe bringing on maybe a part-time contractor or an assistant or something before you would want to scale. But you do need to get yourself prepared for growth because even though things can grow very quickly, if you're not ready to handle it, it can be kind of a nightmare.
I love that thought of cutting back, and you know, because that also just to me is the balance as well. We do not need to spend 24/7 in our business. We shouldn't be. And so if we have the trimmed down system that works, and I think making sure that where we're spending our time is moving us forward. It just need to be baby steps. That is fine. But we can, you know, I'm sure we're all guilty of running down rabbit holes.
Well, that's what media is doing to us. And I think keeping people on track, Michelle, and myself included, I joke that I'm a monkey mind, but it's really not that funny. You know, we tend to want to go off in so many directions. And I would bet that where your skill is strongest, Michelle, is keeping your clients, like you just said, keeping them on focus, keeping them on point, lean and mean. And I have one quick question, Carol, that's off script, but along these lines. Do you find, Michelle, that's one of the biggest hurdles with clients is probably convincing them not to go too fast? We're all supposed to dream big, but we have to take bites. You know, we can't eat the whole cake at once, using my wedding cake analogy.
Yes. No, excellent point. You're absolutely right. And I think too, a lot of them where my sweet students from my courses sometimes will be like, oh, what do I do here? And I'm like, well, hold on. Did we go back to, you know, remember the foundation? Are you checking your soul comps? Are you doing this? Like, don't go out. You're going on too many different rabbit trails and stuff, and you're trying to do it too fast. Like, please don't start buying pallets of merchandise wholesale to resell online when you haven't sold individual items.
Right.
You know, it's like, slow down. Let's do this the right way.
Yeah. And I guess that brings me to this question that we did have for you. Your favorite e-commerce reselling platform is?
eBay. It is. I sell on Amazon too. And Amazon, I did a video recently that actually lays out the differences between Amazon and eBay. And I looked at the active users and buyers on. So Amazon, yep. We all know they are the number one in the industry for the amount of volume that they do, but they have a ton of restrictions in a lot of these. And eBay is my favorite.
Which products are we referring to specifically?
It depends. So I sell things for other, I'm a consignment reseller. So I sell things for other people, but I also source and find my own inventory to flip, as I like to say. So I have a variety of items. I do have a little thing that goes over my top 10 most profitable items, which is usually my wheelhouse. For instance, like used running shoes. I know that sounds really weird.
Really expensive. It doesn't.
Yes, they are in cameras and sporting equipment and electronics. There's several things that are really good for that.
But if I remember correctly, Michelle, you've got a digital ebook, correct?
I do. Yes, ma'am. I'm actually in the process of revamping it. So I'm hoping that should be ready extremely soon. But if anybody's interested, they can feel free to email me and I'll be happy to give them that as a thank you for listening to this podcast.
And I'll put your email quickly if you don't mind, and we'll put it in the show notes.
Absolutely. It's growthacademy@paladin.com. It's PALADIN globalmarket.com. Growth Academy at PaladinGlobalMarket.com.
That is wonderful. And I think that this is just fabulous for so many people looking at adding alternative streams of income to their business. And it's just so wonderful to think that eBay has been around, because I remember using eBay. I mean, you'll have to correct me, Michelle, because you can probably tell me when it started, but it feels like at least 15 years, would you say? Yeah.
I believe it was 2002. I started in 2004. So when I was doing it, I remember at that time, the news was featuring the recent sold items on the news because it was the Beanie Baby phase.
I remember that. Trish, have you been an eBay fan? You're looking puzzled. Is it not a place?
I am listening intently because I'm thinking, number one, that you're younger than the two of us, you know, by quite a bit. But number two, I'm thinking this is like an aha moment for me, you two, because and listeners, because everything old can be new again. And and you know, as technology wants to just leap into the future, let's take a pause and think what has worked before and maybe go back to it. So that's what I'm thinking right now is eBay. I haven't thought of it in forever.
I know.
You go. And it is working for you, right? You're saying you are monetizing. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. It's working amazing. I'm a full-time, like I said, I retired from dental. Quick snip. I was able to stop dental so I could stay home with my daughter when she was a newborn, stayed home with her to get her to kindergarten. Then I went to part-time and helped a friend out who's the dentist. He was in a dire strait. He's like, come help me out temporarily. I was like, okay, just temporarily, because I have my business. Well, I was there for almost 17 years.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm like, all right, now that temporary, I'm done. I want to go back to being full-time. So, but eBay for sure has provided a viable income.
And that therein lies where I said earlier, Michelle and Carol, that social media wants to steal our attention.
Yeah.
We got to be careful. We got to stop, because all of us are in business. So think of how many people are trying to vie for our business. So stop, think about what might work, and don't overlook some of the oldies. If they're still around, there is a reason. So that is great news to me. I'm going to definitely poke my head into the rabbit hole of eBay.
I love it.
Well, exciting. Michelle, this has been wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I know that you've got a giveaway for our listeners. I'd love for you just to tell them a little more about it. And then there will be a coupon a discount coupon in our show notes. So would you mind sharing a little on the giveaway?
Absolutely. So I do have a special free guide, my top 10 most profitable things to resell as an eBay power seller. And then I also have a coupon offer to your audience. If anybody is looking to do the same, that want to learn a little more of a step-by-step approach, it's an online course with 10 video modules and you have direct access to me. I love seeing people get those wins. And like you said, Trish, it kind of opened your eyes. I love that when you're like, yes, you guys can do this. So I would love to have you along for the journey.
And I will remind our listeners to pop onto YouTube and look for Michelle there as well. And as I said, we'll have all of those links in the show notes. So thank you, ladies. This has been an inspiring morning. And I know where Trish and I are going after this.
I do. I am. I really am. I'm going to fix my glasses to not have so much glare. And then I'm going to, so I'll purchase those, then go to eBay. Maybe I'll buy them on eBay. Who knows?
Yeah. And I still have my account. I know that it's still open. So we'll be heading off there. Well, listeners, thank you for joining us. And if you have loved what you have heard on our show today, we'd love for you to share it with a friend. And we will be back with our next episode. And we squeeze in a few bits and bytes as Trish and I get inspiration, and those are quick and short. They're about 5 minutes. So until the next time, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. If you have loved what you've listened to today, we'd love for you to share it with your friends. I am Carol, and share systems and tools to help you get things done in your business. If you love traveling, like I do, and want to find time to plan your content ahead, do take a look at my courses at simplystart.biz. Trish is a certified professional life coach and is ready to help you make a change working in areas of stress and burnout with daily practices that help her clients return to what she calls their sweet spot or the karma center. She hosts 4-session women's small circle groups, and you will find out more about Trish at healthylifemindset.com. Do come and connect with us on social. You'll find us both active on LinkedIn, Carol Clegg and Trish Kenny. If you have a story to share with our audience, stop by our website, connectinspirecreate.com, and leave us a message or send us a voicemail. We will be back with another episode. Have a fabulous day.